It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we're 10 days into Movember. We'll talk to a guest who's part of Movember Milwaukee about how growing a mustache in November can help fund men's health issues.
First, hacking and cybersecurity are a huge part of the national news these days, as we talk about hacking as a privacy issue and even a national security threat. But 30 years ago, when the public was just beginning to get access to personal computers, the risks weren't that well known and hacking was a lot easier.
That all changed in 1983 when a group of Milwaukee teenagers and young men hacked the Los Alamos nuclear facility in their spare time. They sparked a media frenzy, a federal investigation, and ultimately new laws surrounding hacking.
That group is the subject of the documentary called The 414s, The Original Teenage Hackers. It's a selection at this year's Central Wisconsin Film Festival. Festival runs from November 5th to the 13th. Michael Volman is here with us now. He's the director of the documentary. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
So let's start off by talking about the 414s. Who were they?
Well, the 414s was one of the first, I guess, publicized cases of computer hacking. They were a group of teenagers from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they, you know, kind of were, you know, just getting into computers, learning more about them. They built modems. They started getting online. And from there, they kind of maybe bit off a little bit more than they could chew by hacking into the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which was a classified nuclear facility, as well as the Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York.
In the 80s, if you think 80s and hacking, you've got to think of the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick. And this is a case where life imitated art a little bit. Can you talk about how War Games may have inspired these 414s?
Yeah, absolutely. In the summer of 1983, that was when the 414s really started kind of really getting online and started exploring computers other than their own, getting on, you know, networks and stuff like that. And that same summer was the year that War Games came out, which was about the same topic, a young teenager who was played by Matthew Broderick, and he managed to get online and access, I think it was the facility of NORAD, mm-hmm. You know, in the height of the Cold War. And these 414s had actually gone to the movie of War Games and were simultaneously sort of exploring computers, and they kind of had an idea to maybe explore other computers than just the local area. I think it maybe in some ways inspired them to pursue, it was sort of an accident, but at the same time, maybe more than an accident, they got a little national laboratory.
And these three guys that did this, you talk to them, you ask them, how did you do this? And they all say, oh, it was really easy. And they explain it sounds sort of easy, but was it really easy?
At the time, computers, I mean, when we think about hacking nowadays, the technology is so powerful and it's just so much more advanced than it was in the 80s. And in the 80s, you have to think, personally, I didn't even get onto the World Wide Web until, I don't know, 1996, 97, something like that. And at that point, it was still very simple. If, you know, you'd log on to a phone line and it would make these noises of the modem and things like that. Well, in the 80s, it literally was having a computer that would have a coupler attached, and you would take the phone headset, put onto couplers so that the computer could make sounds, digital noises, that would then be transferred to this modem and then, you know, use phone lines. And at the time when a lot of these big computers were set up in corporations and government facilities, maybe the person who operated the computer maybe didn't know as much as they could about them and times them with passwords or very simple file structures that allowed the quote-unquote hackers to, you know, see the file structure, figure out the way that they could get into a backdoor. A lot of it was just simply knowing the particular computers. I think it was a VAX computer at the time, and knowing that particular computer and being able to kind of read manuals, go onto message boards, and figure out pretty simple ways to get access to the computers.
We're talking to Michael Volman. Hearing some of those digital phone noises now, we're going to reconnect, hopefully on another line. I don't know if he's being hacked right now as we speak. We're talking about his new documentary. It's called The 414s, The Original Teenage Hackers. He's taking us back to 1983, a group of Milwaukee-based youth used their computer skills at the time to hack into things like Los Alamos National Laboratory, Sloan Kettering Cancer Research Center, and more. His film is airing at the Central Wisconsin Film Festival. Michael, you talked to these guys at the time. Do they have a sense like, oh, we're doing something really bad, or this is just, hey, this is a wacky thing that we teenage guys are figuring out?
I think they knew they were doing something wrong. I don't think they understood the extent of how bad, you know, what they were doing. You know, a few guys in the film kind of say, you know, we didn't really realize the full effect of our actions until the FBI came knocking on their door. And then, you know, it resulted in their mom crying and their dad, you know, worried that they weren't going to be able to go to college because they would have some kind of record. So I think it was just kids being mischievous, maybe knowing a little too much and, you know, just getting in trouble.
It is kind of interesting how it played out from there, because you had one guy, one of the three, was under the legal age. And so he was doing the talk show circuits. He was kind of having fun. He testified before Congress. He was a bit, it looked like, of a media darling. And then the other two were getting criminal charges enacted against them. How did that work out?
Yeah, that's true. I should say that although the film does have three members of the 414s, there are rumors that the group extends beyond that, and maybe I actually know it extends beyond that, but even beyond maybe four or five people, I've heard rumors that there was maybe 10, and there was maybe even females involved. But of course, you know, it's pretty hard to crack hackers and get them to all speak. So, the one of the people who is in the film, Neil Patrick, he was 17 at the time. He was underage at the time of when they got caught by the FBI, and the other individuals were 18 or older. I think one was 20, and the older adults were worried that they would be prosecuted federally. Whereas the younger Neil knew that he most likely was not going to be charged as a minor. I guess it was just at that time it was pretty difficult to charge a minor federally. And so Neil Patrick also sort of got leniency and by agreeing to sort of got a plea deal. He maybe, you know, was able to talk more publicly, maybe gave the FBI a little bit of information about the group. And so that kind of caused conflict between a few of the members. You know, some of the older guys worried that wishing they could maybe even get some of that public adoration. Because at the time, you know, this one person got famous in a way, and the other guys didn't. And they kind of had to wait to find out how they were going to be punished.
And Michael, those charges you mentioned, there wasn't such a thing as cyber crime legislation before this. They were charged ultimately, I guess, with phone harassment. But that changed soon after. These Milwaukee kids inspired a lot of today's cyber crime legislation.
That's true. I think this case, a little bit along with the movie War Games, brought this to the public so dramatically. And, you know, this was a very popular news story for the entire summer of 1983, and then also kind of got congressmen interested in this. And I think it was a part of a House Appropriations bill in 1984 that brought in six laws that pertained particularly to computer laws. And from there, those laws got kind of rolled into the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act in 1986, which is still being used today to prosecute computer crimes and computer hackers.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Michael Vollman, director of The 414, is the original Teenage Hackers, about a group of young hackers in Milwaukee in the 1980s. It's a selection of the Central Wisconsin Film Festival running from November 5th through 13th.